Are you going to eat some cornflakes, Thomas?
Lily?
Yes?
Tick-tock.
Tick-tock. Where's the clock? Is that what you're saying? Tick-tock, where's the clock?
A long cook-up.
You've got four Maltesers in that little pot, haven't you? Daddy bought some last night to cheer you up. Because you weren't very well, were you?
Oh, don't.
Are you watching something on television?
Blue truck.
A blue truck?
And a yellow.
And a yellow truck. Is it Bob the Builder you're watching? Is that what you're watching? You tell me what those are. What's that? That's the crane. That's like a snowplow, isn't it? A scoop. Let's see what that is. I think that's a picture of Bob the Builder. Who's that? No, you're not going to talk to me. Steamroller there. You're pushing me out of the way. It's not very nice, is it? You have a little dumper truck like Bob, don't you? What are you watching, Thomas? Oh. Have you eaten four Maltesers for breakfast? Oh, what was that? Got the toaster popping. Oh dear, Belle, what's happened? Oh dear, has the cat got stuck up a tree? Oh dear, dear. Well, I'm sure with all those cranes and things, they'll be able to get the pussycat down, won't they? What? Yeah, she's gone up a tree overhanging the duck pond. I hope Purdy doesn't do that, because we live quite near a duck pond.
No!
We can do without having to ring the fireman to come and get Purdy down from a tree. Do you think Fireman Sam would come with his tall ladders?
No steps.
No steps? There isn't any more chop-chop. There are only eight left in the packet, eight Maltesers. You've had four and Demetra's had four. Oh, yes. I bet if you'd known that, you would have been over like a shot, wouldn't you, looking in her bowl? I have no more.
All gone.
Thomas, if Purdy got stuck up a tree, do you think Fireman Sam would come? And put his ladder up against the tree and climb to the top to get her? What would you say if you saw him walking up the step ladder?
No.
You'd say no. Get down, wouldn't you? You You told the window cleaner last week to get down, didn't you? He said, no, 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 down. What does the fire engine say? They probably wouldn't have the flashing lights on, though.
Vida, Vida!
Yes, they probably wouldn't have the flashing lights and the siren on if they were coming to rescue a cat. I can hear a noise. I think it's Uncle Brian next door vacuuming the floor. Can you hear? Oh, the toast. Gosh, we nearly needed fire and sun then to sort out the kitchen, let alone getting Birdie up from a tree. Oh dear, Tommy, what a mess. Wasn't quite done, so I popped it down for another moment and then started chatting about fire and sun and trees and cats. Did they manage to get the pussycat down? Put her safely in the truck. Thomas, you'll have to tell me what's happening on the television because I've got my back turned, I can't see.
Check. Our ducks. What's happening? Oh, what are they doing to the ducks?
A little duck.
She also got saved by a yellow trout, didn't she? There's no more chock chock.
It's all in your tummy. I think if I lift up that bib. That's where the chocolate is. One, two, three, four. Chocolate football. Are you feeling any better this morning?
No, baby.
Do you remember going to see the doctor yesterday?
Blah, blah.
Do you remember going to see the doctor and the nurse? You were playing with a little boy in the waiting room, weren't you? And he was about 7 years old. And when you came to leave, you put your arms around him and gave him a kiss. And no wonder you've got viruses, Thomas, kissing strangers in waiting rooms. Oh, dear, dear. Oh, I wondered how long it would be before the cornflakes were being tipped out.
Yes, I took. No.
No, you can't fit a big boulder in when you've got cornflakes in the back of the truck, can you? Oh dear. That's a cough. Are you tipping the cornflakes? Are you tipping them, Thomas?
Dylan?
Are you pretending the cornflakes are little stones? Because you'd have stones, perhaps, in the back of a dumper truck, wouldn't you? I beg your pardon, what do you say?
Oh dear!
Oh dear!
Yeah.
just wash this so it's clean. It's not dry. Not going to be able to tip the cornflakes into the trailer. Will they not go into the trailer? Makes a nice noise, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think you were supposed to press that. You can just see cornflakes being catapulted everywhere.
Hello. Are those new toys, Thomas?
This is a new toy, yes. Mm. The Lego, that's part of this train.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, Thomas. This is why you're only allowed toys at the high chair. Maybe you can put in the washing up bowl afterwards, because after nearly every meal time, the train and the trailer have to be washed, don't they? We've not washed the dumpling before. This is going to need to be washed now. And now the fun's going to start, because I've put some Dairy Lee on some toast. We'll have to see what happens to that. As if you had a steamroller, you'd roll over that, wouldn't you? So I think it's time I had a rush, because Daddy came home from work last night and he'd been to Sainsbury's.
Mm-hmm.
He bought a bag of old scissors and a little toy for you. Yes, darling.
Move.
Yeah. All because Thomas was poorly. Can you hear the noise next door?
Nunu's.
Yeah, that's right. Uncle Brian's using Nunu. I think when he's finished, he can come here and use it on our floor. Where's the floor? Where's the ceiling? Where's the window? And where's the door? Yes, good boy. Would you like some toast, Demetra? I can do it without burning it.
Yes, what would you like?
Onyx.
Just some
jam or marmalade or dairy cheese.
Just butter.
Bread. Shall we put some bread in the toaster for Demetra? And you have to tell me when it pops, Thomas.
Are you going to tell me what's happening there?
Oh. Oh dear.
Shoe bubble.
Yes, Mummy's just tripped over Purdy's water bowl. To set the day off to a fine start. Oh, Thomas, what a mess. What a mess. What's Mummy done? What's Mummy done? When you tip Purdy's food up, you'd kicked a football, hadn't you? But that was an accident, you just tripped up there.
Where are they? Blue tissues. That's a red one, isn't it? Oh, and a yellow one.
Did you say big choo-choos? You you've just started to notice when things are big, haven't you? What about the two poos? How many poos have you got, Thomas? Yes, that's right. Yes, you were reading a picture book yesterday, weren't you? And there were boxes of bananas being carried on the back of a truck.
Nana's and pears.
Bananas and pears, yes. You could see oranges and bananas in the boxes, couldn't you? But the book actually said
there were...
Blue truck. The book said there were oranges, apples, bananas and pears, so even though you couldn't see the pears, you knew they were in one of the boxes, didn't you? And was the truck going to the zoo? That's right, to see the giraffe and the elephants. It was carrying boxes of apples, pears, bananas and oranges, a treat for the animals at the zoo. And the elephant was eating some bananas, wasn't it? It started off with the elephant riding in the trailer behind the truck, and then the truck broke down. What happened? It went pop, bang, pop. So in the end, the elephant ended up towing the truck and the empty trailer, didn't it? And did you see the giraffe at the zoo? Remember the giraffe?
No.
No. Dairy meal always tastes better when it's been in the back of a dumper truck, doesn't it? Buttering the toast now. Can you hear that scraping, Thomas?
Night, night.
Where's Daddy?
Chip shops?
He's not. He's gone to work.
Cheese.
Have you got sticky fingers?
Oh. Everybody's going to sleep now. Finished.
Are you finished, Thomas?
No.
What's it hurt?
Is there more? And there is more.
More.
Are you warm enough, Thomas?
No. See ya.
Thank you. Look what I've got. I've got some toast as well.
What? There isn't more chop, Tommy. did you think we're eating toast? Mummy didn't pour that cup of tea she was going to have about half an hour ago, so it's probably very stewed.
Food.
Poo? What's the matter? Poo? Again? Have you really, Thomas? Because if you have, that's three this morning. I don't think you have. You've got to be well this afternoon because Mummy wants to take you on the train. Doesn't she? We're supposed to be going to Mickey's birthday party tomorrow afternoon. She's going to be one tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Daddy's coming as well. But Mummy and Thomas have got to go and buy a present. We've got some wrapping paper at home and we've already bought a card that says you are one today. But we haven't bought her a present. So Mummy thought rather than going into Stockport, we'd take the train into Manchester. Because that's a nice trip. And if you enjoy your ride on the train another day, we'll take the train to Manchester Airport. Because you like the airport, don't you? What did Grandad tell you we were going to do? Yes, I know Nana's got chocolates in her bag, but what did Grandad say we were going to do in that aeroplane?
Mum.
Yes, sky. That's right, he said we were going up in the sky in an aeroplane.
Is there a blue cat there?
Yeah.
You must say what Birdie says.
Meow.
Where's Birdie, Thomas? I haven't seen her today. Where's Birdie?
Is Birdie sleeping? Thomas?
She's football.
Yes, Bow's food, football. Remember what happened when you threw the football? What's happened to your drink of juice?
Blue cat.
Is the toast nice? Can you see outside?
The look.
I think you were probably saying by walk then. Because when you look outside normally you can see a pussycat walking around the garden, can't you? It might not be ours. Might be Tiddles or Molly or Felix from next door. Three pussycats next door. And a dog called Alice.
Whoa, whoa.
Keep doing that. You keep pulling your cheeks and saying, Dada, and when I asked Dada if he's ever done it to you, he hasn't. And he said you haven't done it to him. Has somebody else done this to you? But Daddy said he hadn't done this. Has
Has Grandad ever done that to you, Cheeks?
No, no.
Has Grandad done that to you?
No.
What does Grandad do? Does he arrive and say, "Hello, are you my pal?"
No.
I can't say I've seen him do that. He always comes in and says, "How's my pal today?" You're your granddad's pal, aren't you? Which I've not seen him do that to your Cheeks, Thomas, but somebody must have done it to you. And whoever it is, Daddy's getting the blame.
Oops, he doesn't look very happy, does he? He's all squashed.
Well, you. Oh.
You're making a lot of mess, Thomas, aren't you?
No.
Oh, Thomas. It's a new one to eat toast, isn't it?
Hello.
In a minute you're going to tell me the wheels are dirty, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, they will be dirty if you keep putting cornflakes in them. Did you see a dirty white truck this morning?
Yeah.
Is that good? Does the cheese taste nice? Thomas? Does the cheese taste nice? Did you sleep with Mummy and Daddy last night? Not all night, did you? Because we put you in your cot at bedtime. But you got into our bed about 3 o'clock this morning, didn't you? Because you were crying.
Well?
You were. You were shouting for Ninlin. Mummy picked you up and brought you back into our bed.
Why were you crying? What happened?
Two footballs, oh. Were you dreaming about 2 footballs?
No.
You went back to sleep very quickly though, didn't you?
Me bash.
Big bash? Oh, big splash. Yes, she had a bath before bedtime. And last night it was a special bath time, wasn't it? Because the doctor's given you some special cream in a big tub that we've got to rub all over your body before sitting you in the bath. Because
this is right.
That's right, and a big splash because
Ellen?
I think these little Ellen? Spots were making you Ellen? Tickle. Yes.
No.
Down, truck.
Yeah. Nice.
Not nice. What's not nice?
The poo.
No, that's not nice, is it?
So last night, when we went up for the big splash, when we had to rub this cream all over your body, it was nice. The only thing was it made your body very slippery, and at the end of bath time, Mummy was saying, right, that's enough, get out. And you were saying, no, no, and Mummy couldn't pick you up because you were too slippery.
No.
And you thought it was very funny, didn't you? That Mummy couldn't actually pick you up to get you out of the bath. You were pretending to swim, you were making a big splash, weren't you? And I kept trying to pick you up and you kept slipping away. But in the end, Mummy won, didn't she? Oops. Have you got a piece of cheese on your nose? You got some Dairy Lee on the end of your nose, Thomas. Oops.
What is
this? It's you sucking your fingers. Like some more toast.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Are you all right, Thomas?
You've got cheese and butter all over your face. How's it called?
Dairy Lee. It's spreading cheese.
Mm.
I know what Thomas would say if he could see himself. He'd say, "Oh, what a mess." Wouldn't you? If you could see your face with cheese on the end of your nose, you would say, "Oh, what a mess! Oh, what a mess!" You said that when we went past the theatre yesterday, when we were going to see the doctor. We went past the Capitol Theatre and they pulled it down. The bricks all over the place, and what did you say? Do you remember seeing the digger and all the bricks?
Oh dear.
Oh dear. It was a bit messy, wasn't it? I was going to have a kiss, but I don't think I will if you look like that. Don't kick, or I shall eat your toes. On that one. I'll take that slipper off. And I shall eat those. I wouldn't kiss anybody else's feet, but your feet are special. They don't smell, do you? Your feet don't smell yet. But when you grow up, you'll have really big feet. But they smell horrible. Just because I took a slipper off doesn't mean you can. Now we'll put them back on because your feet are going to get cold. It's not really too warm today, is it? Shall we sit them there? Hello, red slippers.
Oh dear, more.
Oh dear, more.
Mummy's got, Maria!
Mummy's got some bread in the toaster, so I'm just going to... Oops, too late. I'm really not doing very well with this, are we? I bet Fireman Sam plays a visit. No, you finished?
Maybe, bye! Beba!
Beba, yes, that's probably what we're going to need today. Do you like some of this orange bread now, Thomas?
No!
No?
Yes!
Yes? I thought you probably meant yes. throwing, what do we say about throwing?
Juice, ice and football.
Yes, bars, food, football, precisely. Sun's shining now, Thomas. Is the sun shining? When we came back from the doctor's yesterday and had our lunch. We went out, didn't we, in the pushchair to get some medicine from the chemist for you. Wendy, you probably don't remember a lot about that because you went to sleep. And it absolutely poured down, didn't it? You were all right because you had your Wellingtons on and your hood up and the rain cover on the pushchair. But poor Mummy got really wet. You've got a cough, haven't you, Thomas? Is it because you... Don't throw. Is it because you've swallowed something, or have you got a cough because you're not well? Peas, yes, they're sultanas and currants. When you've eaten that, we'll cut up an apple. Then you can have some apple.
Huh?
No, we haven't got any pears, apple. We haven't got any grapes either. We've not been shopping this week, have we? What are you thinking?
What should I do?
Washing down and asleep? Is that what you want to do? When you've eaten a little bit more, we can certainly give you a wash. And you can get down, but I don't think you should go back to bed.
Pee, hungry?
Look, there are two more sultanas there.
Lovely.
You call them peas, don't you?
Lovely.
More pee. More peas. They're sultanas.
These are them.
We won't be able to take you to a wedding reception, will we, in a couple of weeks' time if you're going to do that.
Well, see ya.
Oh, night night. Is everybody going to sleep? They're saying night night to each other, I guess. Whoops.
Hello.
Thomas, your table manners aren't very good, are they, today?
No. Nana?
Mm-hmm.
Nana.
Nana, you're blaming Nana now. Who's done that to you?
Need
Oh, I see. Fire engines have flashing lights on top. Your dumper truck has a piece of toast, so it's allowed to say bee-bar, bee-bar. Anybody seeing that coming along the road would realise it was in a hurry. That's Mummy's tummy rumbling. It's not because I'm hungry, it's probably because I've eaten too much this morning. Is your mouth sore, Thomas? You keep putting your fingers in your mouth. Is it that very big tooth at the back?
A tooth.
What do you say?
Yes.
That's better. I just need to rinse it because it fell on the floor, didn't it? Some orange juice. Do you like orange juice?
No, baby juice.
What juice?
Baby juice.
Baby juice?
Pointing to me.
Baby juice. Blue juice.
Big juice. Blue juice. Oh no. Blue juice is when Daddy buys a bottle of lemonade and it's in a blue bottle, but we haven't got any blue juice, have we? Orange juice, you're drinking an awful lot, but that's what we were told to let you do. So if you want to drink, that's a good thing. Thomas, now that is naughty. Thomas, what have I told you about throwing?
Football.
Well, yes, you keep saying Val's food football. You remember the day you threw the football and it hit Birdie's food. And the plate went up in the air. And you were upset, weren't you? You don't seem to realise the same sort of thing could happen when you throw anything. Anything thrown could hit something else, couldn't it? And what happened that day? The floor was a mess. Birdie went without food. You were crying. Norms of the day in the South House. What are you watching on television? Tell Mummy, because I can't see sitting here, I can just see the wall. What are you watching, Thomas?
Is that?
A green truck. Truck, who's that? Green like Dipsy the Hat. Oh dear, that lady looked like she had blue paint on her face. What on earth was she doing? You haven't thrown a pot of blue paint, have you, Thomas? Is a bit wizened up, a bit old, Thomas. This is an apple. It looks like a peach, doesn't it? Because it's quite red.
Grapes.
No, we haven't got any grapes. Or were you saying pips? Because there are pips, aren't there?
Pips.
I see. Pips. You must have remembered when we cut the pips out.
Pips.
Mummy said she's going to get some pots. We've lots of old pots in the garden. Are you going to eat that piece of toast, Thomas? eating the bread with the salt on as a raisin. Emma said she would get some of the plant parts and clean them up and could perhaps paint them. Put some soil in them. And you could plant some pips, couldn't you? Would you like to do that one day?
Pips are there. There.
There we are, cut it in half, two halves. Two pieces of apple, one piece of apple, two pieces of apple. Two pieces of apple. That's the core with the pips. Cut it again, and that's the bit we have to take out. And you made it quite clear to me yesterday. Pear pips, this is apple. That you didn't want it cutting any smaller, did you?
Shall
we rinse it in butter? I used to cut it up even smaller than that, but you objected yesterday, didn't you? Where's the choo-choo gone?
I play choo-choos.
Blue choo-choos, I can see a blue truck on the television. You don't like your apple cutting small now, do you? You're not a baby, you're a big boy. Thomas a big boy. He's still mummy's baby,
isn't he? Mummy's baby.
Yeah, he's Minnin's baby. Even when you're 17, you'd still be Minnin's baby. Won't you? Minnin's baby boy. Your daddy's a little man, aren't you?
Ninnin's man.
No, your daddy's little man and mummy's baby boy.
Ninnin.
What were we saying yesterday? Daddy and granddad are men. Thomas is a little boy. Mummy and grandma are ladies. And your friends Isabel and Bethany and Becky. Our little girls. And what's Sue? Is Sue a lady?
Who?
Sue a lady. But Isabel's a little girl. Purdy's a little girl. Thomas is a little boy. That's the lady on the television, look. That's Bob the Builder's wife. I can't think what she's called. She's a lady and Bob's a man. You were very charming with the little girls on Tuesday when we went on that picnic, weren't you? It was a lovely hot sunny day and we were outside.
Num num.
Yum yum, that's right, you had something to eat. Yum yum. And you ran across to a patch of daisies on the grass and you picked one and gave it to Isabel. And it was so sweet. And then you picked a buttercup for Bethany, didn't you? Well, Isabel accepted the daisy, but Bethany didn't quite know what to do with the buttercup.
Nah.
But you were very charming, weren't you?
Num num.
Yum yum. Is that good?
Wash them down.
Wash them down? But you've not finished your apple. What are you doing? Eat it properly. That's better. Chew it well before swallowing.
Then.
Oh, Thomas, you're being a tinker at the table, aren't you?
No.
Truck all done. Have they gone? Is that the end? I think it looks like it might be. Well, poor Bob the Builder's done two shifts this morning that I know of. So I think it's time for Bob to go and have a sleep. He's going to go home, go and see his wife and the pussycat, and they might have a meal, and then go to bed. He's worked very hard, hasn't he?
Okay.
It's all gone now, Thomas.
Look, yeah.
More drugs. They're coming.
It's finished, Thomas. You know, it's all finished.
Well, shall we see if Thomas the Tank Engine has any trains running this evening?
Sure.
If the builders have all finished and gone home, perhaps the trains are still running. What do you think?
Let him!
No, Pippin's not on this week. Usually on Thursday morning you watch Auntie Mabel and Pippin the dog. But it's the school children's half term this week. So the BBC doesn't have the usual school's programmes on, does it?
No.
No.
Pippin!
No, Pippin's not here this week. Pippin's on holiday.
No, Pippin.
No, Pippin, no. No,
Pippin.
What did you say?
Where are the choo-choos? Choo-choo's gone, perhaps.
Did you say choo-choo's all done? Well, where have the choo-choo's gone? Quite here. Now what can you see?
Choo-choo.
Oopsie-daisy.
Choo-choo's. No.
Poppy, what's the matter? Is that what you want? Is that just reminded you watching the television?
No.
Would you like the train to pull the trailer? I think St. Thomas the Tank Engine just reminded you, didn't it?
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum. Do you think the driver of the train would like a piece of apple, Thomas, before he starts driving the train? Try giving him a piece of apple. That's a good boy.
Oh dear!
Oh, has he fallen over? He must have eaten too much, or eaten it too quickly. We've washed these, but they're not properly dry. Would the driver like a piece of toast? Yes.
No!
No? No what? Here you are. Would you like the train? What's the driver doing?
Look here!
Is the driver sitting in the cab?
Look here!
What's the matter? Oh, that's right. You can see where he's going now.
Mama, stop.
There's really not a lot of room, is there?
No.
No, right, we finished with that.
No.
No. Well, that's right. You keep them on the hard chair because you might want to eat something else. No?
No.
What do you say? No? Thank you.
No, no.
Yes. Would you like to put some apple in the back of the trailer? The truck, the carriage, I can never think what it's called. That's right. And would the driver like a piece of toast? Would you like to share that piece of toast with the driver? You have a bite. Don't share the can with a burnt side, Thomas. They think I'm a bad mother. There you are. Would the driver like a piece of toast?
No, no.
No, thank you. No, thank you. That's the train driver. He's a man, isn't he?
Baby man.
A baby man, yes, a baby man's a little boy. Are you a baby man? You're a little boy, aren't you? Oops.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Choo-choo.
A green choo-choo. Is that Percy or Henry? Can't remember what colour Percy is.
Yep, yep.
Help, help. James shouts help, help, doesn't he?
Blue.
What colour's James?
Blue.
No, he's red. James is a cheerful red engine.
No.
And when his wheels slipped on the leaves and he started to go backwards, the driver put the brakes on and he said, stop, stop. And when he was going up a hill and the truck started to roll backwards, they put the brakes on again and James shouted, help, help! Do you remember that story?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh dear. Have the wheels on the truck got dirty? It's not leaves on the line on your high chair, it's cornflakes on the tracks, isn't it?
No, no! I move!
Oh yes, it's a very dark blue sky. It's night, isn't it, on the television? What comes out at night? What do we see in the sky at night?
Moon!
The moon. And what about stars?
Stars.
That's right, the moon and the stars.
Then a truck. A truck.
Yes, is it morning again and the trucks are up? The trains are up? Bustling about, having a busy day?
Up.
Oh dear.
No, no.
Piece of apple overboard. Just give it to rinse. You've
enjoyed that, haven't you?
There you are. No, 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 no. Is that where the steam comes out? The chimney? You're going to tell me about the steam, Thomas? Whoosh! It's like Percy when he broke down. He whooshed steam everywhere but he could not move.
Nope!
Have you noticed that the colours on the truck are not anymore? The colours on the truck?
No.
The truck?
No.
No, he doesn't drive that, does he? Are the same as the colours on the train. Red, yellow and blue. Would the driver like a drink of juice, do you think?
Nope.
I can still see that rash on your neck, Thomas, when you lift your arms up. You've got lots of little spots under your arm, haven't you? Poor Thomas.
Nana! No!
That's right, is the train going up and down? And what were we talking about yesterday? We were talking about up and down. Do you remember? Up and down. And then we went.
And then?
Yes. Is it tickling?
No.
And we went over and under and round. And round.